Okay, well, as I mentioned, I was going to be playing a set of music by musicians who can be heard in the near future here in the Boston, Cambridge, Somerville area. So why don't I let you know what I played, and then I'll go back and let you know where you can hear these amazing musicians. So I started with Happy Little Clouds, Somebody Help Me Forget, from the recording Shift. That is a 2016 recording from CD Baby. Jennifer Tefft and the Strange, Jennifer Tefft's new band. The song is titled Caffeine. That is a single release, and that is going to be a release party. Jennifer Tefft and the Strange just recently signed with Rock Garden Records, so that is who the label is for that particular song. Lily Hyatt, Gem from Lately. Susan Quintanio, Barn Burning from Haunted Heart, and ended with Mary Timoney, Looking for the Sun from Untame the Tiger, and that is also a new release. So, as I mentioned, these are musicians who can be heard in the near future. And tonight, February 24th, you can go to the Square Root in Roslyn Dale at 8 p.m. and hear Jennifer Tefft and the Strange. As I mentioned, the song release, and that is supported by Rock Garden Records. Bootleg Dan, who was here earlier with Mike on the Mic, is also a host of this performance this evening. And the other musicians that can be heard are the False Positives, Happy Little Clouds, and Plimsolls. So just going to be an absolutely fantastic show. Lily Hyatt will be at Faces Brewing Company in Malden on Wednesday the 28th. That is an 8 p.m. show. And then Susan Quintanio is going to be at the Regent Theater in Arlington on March 1st. Mary Timoney is going to be at Crystal Ballroom, and for some reason, I am blanking on when that is. But that's okay. I've got the internet here. So let me see if I can figure this out, because that is going to be a really amazing show. And the Crystal Ballroom is a really great venue for hearing musicians. So that is March 2nd. Mary Timoney will be at Crystal Ballroom in Somerville, and that is an 8 p.m. show. I'm going to go ahead and put on a brand new song by Katie Dobbins. And this is a new release. I'm really excited to be playing this. And then I'm going to go into playing a song by Lisa Bastoni off of her new recording, On the Water, along with a couple of influences by Lisa. Lisa is here locally. Here right now. So while I'm playing music, I'm going to run downstairs and let her in the station so she can join us on air. And once again, to remind you, you are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. We are located on the Tufts campus in Medford. We are Freeform Radio. This show is Something About the Women. My name is Kirsten. I'm one of the three DJs, along with Sue and with Jane. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope that you enjoy this new song by Katie Dobbins as much as I have.
Your sweatshirt falling off my shoulder. It's too big, but then again, it always was. When did I become so small, living in your shadow? I don't feel the space at all, feels like I've been swallowed.
Oh,
shedding everything but me, renewing all my skin. Tell me, are you panicking? Baby, do you feel safe around giants? 'Cause I think it's time I come out of hiding. Acting small just makes me good at lying. Just so you could think that you're the giant, but you're no giant. She was standing on the front porch of his parents' house. He was leaning on the horn out in the driveway. She wore a golden cross on a chain around her neck. His mother said, "You're not a Christian, but you need all the help that you can get." She spent half a year in Boston. She got married last week. She went from dropping out of school to dropping acid on Calf Pasture Beach. They were just babies having a baby, salty as the water, smooth as sand. On the way down, on the long way down, honeymoon Disneyland. And the radio played, "I Got You, Babe." And though she couldn't hold a tune, she sang along. When they stopped for gas, he bought her a Twinkie, got himself a six pack of Jacks for later on. His eyes were on the road. She was looking at the floor, wondering why he hardly said a word between New York and Baltimore. They were just babies having a baby, salty as the water, smooth as sand. On the way, on the long way down, honeymoon pink motel with an outside entrance. Standing in line with ice cream cones. Calling home collect from a payphone in the dark. Speeding down unfamiliar roads. You could fill a house with all the things they didn't know, or just a tiny apartment above a funeral home. They were just babies having a baby, salty as the water, smooth as sand. On the way down, on a long way down, honeymoon in Disneyland, honeymoon in
Disneyland. Thinking of friends whom I used to know, who lived and suffered in this world below. They've gone off to heaven, but I wanna know, what are they doing there now? Oh, what are they doing in heaven today? Sin and sorrow all done away. Peace, it bounds like a river, they say. What are they doing there now? There's some whose hearts were burdened with care. They paid for their moment with fighting and tears. They clung to the cross, trembling in fear. But what are they doing there now? Oh, what are they doing in heaven today? Sin and sorrow all done away. Peace abound like a river, they say. What are they doing there now? There's some whose bodies were full of disease. Physicians and doctors couldn't give them much ease. They suffered till death brought a final release. What are they doing there now? Oh, what are they doing in heaven today? Sin and sorrow all done away. Peace abound like a river, they say. What are they doing there now? There's some who were poor and often despised. They looked up to heaven with tear-blinded eyes, while people were heedless and deaf to their cries. What are they doing there now? Oh, what are they doing in heaven today? Sin and sorrow all done away. Peace abound like a river, they say. What are they doing there now? Peace abounds like a river. they say? What are they doing there now?
To the end of the earth, I'll search for your face, for the one who laid all of our beauty to waste. Threw our hope into hell and our children to the fire. I am the one who crawled through the wire. I am the one who crawled through. There's a million sad stories on the side of the road. Strange how we all just got used to the blood. Millions of stories that'll never be told. Silent and froze in the mud. Silent and froze in the mud. I know a cold as it gets. I know a darkness is darker than cold. A wind that blows as cold as it gets. Blew out the light of my soul. Blew out the light of my soul. I dream in my sleep, I dream in my days. Some sunny street not so far away. Or up in a window, a curtain will sway. And you and I'll meet down below. You and I'll meet down below. And I know the cold as it gets. Fight a war I may never see one. I live only to see you live to regret everything that you've done. Everything that you've done. Everything that you've done.
Ne me quitte pas, il faut oublier tout.
Well, I certainly did not mean to cut off Nina Simone, so I'm going to go back and put that song back on because I'm not quite sure what just happened here. So, no worries. Nothing that we can't figure out. Huh. Well, maybe it's because the whole song disappeared. Oh, no. There it is. Okay. We're back in working order.
Ne me quitte pas. Il faut oublier tout. Peut s'oublier. Qui s'enfuit déjà. Oublier le temps des malentendus et le temps perdu. À savoir comment oublier ces heures qui tuaient parfois à coup de pourquoi le cœur du bonheur ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Moi, je t'affirmais des perles de pluie venues de pays où il ne pleut pas. Je creuserai la terre jusqu'après ma mort pour couvrir ton corps d'or et de lumière. Je ferai un domaine où l'amour sera roi, où l'amour sera loi, où tu seras reine. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas, je t'inventerai tes mots insensés que tu comprendras. Je te parlerai de ces amants-là qui ont vu deux fois le cœur s'embraser. Je te raconterai l'histoire de ce roi mort, de n'avoir pas pu te rencontrer. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. On a vu souvent rejaillir le feu de l'ancien volcan qu'on croyait trop vu. Il est paru-t-il des terres brûlées dans le plus de blé qu'en meilleur avril. Et combien le soir pour qu'un ciel flamboie, le rouge et le noir ne s'épousent-ils pas. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Je ne vais plus parler, je me cacherai là, à te regarder, danser et sourire, à t'écouter, chanter et puis rire. Laisse-moi devenir l'ombre de ton ombre, l'ombre de ta main, l'ombre de ton chien. Ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas.
Okay, well, that was my introduction to Lisa Bastoni because I started it right with the Katie Dobbins brand new song, Giants, released as a single, just came out. I'm so very excited for that. And then went on to play off of Lisa Bastoni's new recording, On the Water, Honeymoon in Disneyland, which I'm just smitten with. I'm smitten with the whole recording. So I've got Sean Staples and Lisa Bastoni right across from me. I'm going to announce what I played, and then I'm going to play something off the new recording and then give them all the mics in the station. So you won't have to listen to me anymore. Instead, you'll get to listen to them. So what did I play after Lisa Bastoni? Honeymoon in Disneyland was Mavis Staples. What Are They Doing in Heaven Today from One True Vine? Patty Griffin, Cold as It Gets from Impossible Dream, and Nina Simone, Ne Me Quitte Pas from The Best of Nina Simone. So once again, I'm going to play one more song as a recording, and then you will have live music. Here we go.
Off the back porch stairs, the grass has grown so high it looks like no one's living here. Somewhere in the weeds is a busted garden hose. Does it even matter if the garden never grows? I'd do anything for you except get a divorce. Let's get it on all morning like the teenagers. Let's hold each other's hands like we'll never get bored. Let's look at houses we know we can't afford. Let's look at houses we know we can't afford. All I wanna do is work, but it's been raining all week. Why come to you for love when old Milwaukee tastes so sweet? They say sinners never prosper. I guess we ain't prospered yet. Send our bills to heaven. Will Jesus pay the rent? I'd do anything for you except get a divorce. Let's get it on all morning like the teenagers we were. Let's hold each other's hands like we'll never get bored. Let's look at houses we know we can't afford. Let's look at houses we know. If you preach target falls. Can you pass through the eye of a needle? Are you good to people? We're not living wrong. It's the third pass of a rag over old linoleum. It's the dishes piled so high that the water cannot run. It's the way
I said I put the microphones okay. on and it Here helps if you put the volume on.
Here's the volume. So, hi, WMFO listeners. My name is Lisa Bastoni, and we're here in the studio to play some songs for you. This is called Right Side of the River, and Sean Staples is here as well to play some mandolin.
Is this off of your new record?
This is off of the new record that's coming out March 8th, and this is a song that we wrote together. Should we just start playing it?
Sure.
This chord is like right in the worst possible spot. Okay.
Side of the river, I won't.
So let's maybe play another song. This one is called Cheap Wine, and it's another one that we wrote together, inspired by my neighbor's above ground swimming pool.
Inspired by, say that again?
Are my neighbor's above ground swimming pool. You can write a song about anything. It's not about the pool, it's just inspired by the pool.
Closer.
Oh yes, that's true. Every I think just about every song on the album has some reference to water in some form. There's the ocean, but there's also beer and tears, and this one has wine and a swimming pool in it. There's a funny old half moon sitting on top of the pine tree.
Doesn't mean you have to climb.
drinking that cheap wine. After all this time, it makes me wonder if I've done something wrong. Always for the love, and never for the money. Making it up as we go along, as we go along, as we go along.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Sean's making sure I didn't destroy the equipment.
No, just pass it back to you, that's all.
I would like to say that was the first time I've ever pulled a mic off one of these stands.
Oh, wow.
Really so incredibly beautiful. You know, thank you for providing this CD and also this sheet, because I think when I was listening to this recording, and I've thought about this in some of your other recordings, is I've often wondered if you are also an artist, a visual artist, because... I am not a musician. I don't even play one on TV. I just listen to a lot of music. And so I feel like there are different ways of interpreting songs or experiencing songs. But I feel as if when I listen to your songs, I see a visual representation in like a painting.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad that comes across.
Yes. And sentiments, too. In that particular song, there's a line in there about moving, and the children ask, why would we?
Yeah.
Right? And kind of this difference between the adult world and the children's world?
Yeah, it's funny. They're fine. I mean, they're actually starting to complain about it a little bit now. A lot of the songs are autobiographical. And I like to pull from real life and paint a picture with the songs.
Mm-hmm. So... one of the other things I was wondering about, I don't know if this makes, oh, wow, I do sound different with my headphones. So you have some previous releases, and so according to this, On the Water is your first full-length release since 2019's How We Want to Live. I thought Backyard Birds, wasn't that?
Oh, that's right, yeah, but that was an EP, so it technically was not a full-length.
Oh.
It was a seven-song album that Sean and I made when we were in a little bubble during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It was songs we had left over from the record before that. And yeah, so that was, I think, 2021 or 22. Something.
Well, it seems to be an every 2 year occurrence at this point. 2017, 2019, 2021. Do you go back and listen to your first recording?
No.
I do.
I don't very often. And there were some long before that. 2017 was coming back to music after taking about 10 years off from it. And don't really go back and listen too often.
I do.
Well, that's nice. Thank you.
Rabbit Hole is still, I think it just like holds my interest.
Oh, thanks. I'm really proud of that one.
It's beautiful. You have this release that is officially March 8th.
Yes.
You have a show coming up in April at the Narrows.
Oh, yeah, there's that one, too.
And
but
that's April 26th.
April 26th, we're opening for Barnstar at the Narrows.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, we're playing at Club Passim on March 9th.
That was my question.
That's our album release.
You put on
show.
Your mind reading app.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was wondering when that was going to be, because it seemed like there was a little bit of time difference between March 8th and April 26th.
Yeah. So we have the Passim show, and then we're also playing the Back Porch Fest in Northampton.
Okay.
The weekend of March 15th. And then a Parlor Room show April 21st. So those are the main ones. And Wall of Grass, too, at Passim. So
okay.
All the shows are on my website.
Yes, that's where I needed to look. Yeah. So I, Amy Prahenska, I think that's how you pronounce her last name, has this great email list that goes out, and she lists all the musicians who are playing, I say in the local area, Boston, Cambridge, Somerville, but it's way beyond that. I'll send you her info. But a lot of us go and check out what she's got listed, and it's very extensive. But I'm glad to hear that there's a lot more going on than the April 26th show. Would you like me to play one of your influences?
Sure.
And then we'll get back to, we'll regroup and see where you want to go with this. I have Gillian Welch, I have Emmylou Harris, Joni Mitchell.
What do you have for Emmylou Harris?
I have Tragedy from Red Dirt Girl.
Oh, cool.
Does that sound like a good place to start? Okay. Let's do this. Oops, I'm turning off the wrong mics. So once again, you're listening to WMFO. This is Something About the Women. I have Lisa Bastoni here with Sean Staples as guests, and I'm going to play some Emmylou Harris.
I could've called
doorstep last night. I picked her up with a heavy shovel. She was so light, so light. Muddy gray with a flash of yellow in the blue sky. She's lying in the ivy, but her soul still flies so high, so high.
Okay, putting all the mics back on again. That was a beautiful song.
Thank you.
So it's titled Waxwing.
Yeah.
That's a specific bird.
It is a specific bird. There was a bird that I found on my doorstep one morning. Like it's, the way this song came about was a part of a songwriting group that Peter Mulvey hosts.
Oh, yes.
And it's actually just started up again this past week. And so a couple years ago, there was a prompt, and the day that it was due, I still hadn't written anything. And so then I found this bird on my front porch, and it was dead, and I was like, oh, I have to write something immediately. Mm-hmm. And so I just went inside and wrote the song about the dead bird. That's where it started.
It's
and
beautiful.
And it just turned into this fun, like, more of a looser narrative than some of the other songs, and it it ended up on the record. It's one of my favorites. It's so fun, and I'm really especially proud of the fact that there's clapping on this song, because that has been like on my bucket list to do. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know, it's just really fun. And last weekend we actually made a video for this song.
Oh, good.
That's gonna be out. I'm gonna share it next Friday, March 1st.
Okay. And that's Bandcamp.
It's
Friday.
Oh, it's also
too,
yeah. It'll be out on Bandcamp for Bandcamp Friday, but I'll just put it up like on my Instagram and Facebook and YouTube next Friday, and I'm giddy.
Behind the story. I am a big fan of procrastination.
Oh, the last minute songs are sometimes like you don't worry so much about them somehow, and
right.
Yeah.
There's this book that had to do with actually the kind of intersection of art and science, and there was this study that was done, and half of the artists were given a certain amount of time to create a singular spectacular piece of work, one beautiful piece of work, because people often say, I wish I had more time to work on this a little bit more. They had all the time to work on that one piece, and the second group had the same amount of time, but it was quantity, not quality. And it turned out that the quantity group had quality just as good as the quality group, that sometimes time isn't really needed.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is, you know, it's not like it's a universal rule, but it was interesting to me that those who didn't have this breadth of time could still create incredible art.
I think that there's that thing about like the time, that you have, like whatever tasks you have, it will take you as long as the time you have. So if you have a little bit of time, you can really get it done mm-hmm. in a little time. And if you have all the time in the world, you'd spend forever working on one thing. That makes sense to me.
Yes. Yes.
I think a little pressure is good.
That's an interesting bird too.
It's beautiful.
They're beautiful, and I live in a very urban area, mm-hmm. so one would think, you know, how many birds do you see? Mount Auburn Cemetery has, it's an arboretum, and I've gone on bird watching tours there, and just amazing the birds that come through this area.
Yeah, and the waxwing, I don't think I had seen one before. It was so pretty. It really is like gray with a little yellow on its tail, and I was trying to figure out how it died because it didn't look injured at all, but I looked it up, and it turns out they can eat so many berries that they die. Like, the berries are so delicious to them that they just keep eating them, and they can't stop until they die.
So let that be a warning.
I know. Don't eat too many berries.
For me, I think it would be gummy bears.
Me too. Yes. Or Cadbury mini eggs.
Oh, yeah. And now is the season.
Yep. I know.
You know what else is out is JP Licks will have Irish Lace ice cream, which is shaved chocolate instead of chips.
That sounds great.
It's really good. And I've been known to binge. Well, we have time for one last song. So I'm going to, let me see what I'm going to do here. You know, I started out this show with Melissa Etheridge, and I started from this album, Skin, and I played the first song. So I am going to play a little PSA and then finish with the last song from that. That's my concept for this show. Sean, thank you so much for being here as well.
Thanks for having
and you're
me.
Still at, it's not called Atwoods, it's the
Satellite.
Satellite.
Yeah, on the first Monday of every month.
The first Monday of every month, okay. Yeah. So good to know, because I have not been there yet.
Yeah, it's pretty much not, with the exception of the staff and what they're serving, the room itself looks exactly the same.
I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, good to hear.
Yeah.
Good to
hear.
Thank you so much for coming on, Mike. And, of course, March 9th. Is going to be kind of the official release at Club Pacine. And is there one time slot or two?
There's one. Okay. I forget what time it is, but...
We can look on the internet.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. And I'm going to start with our PSA about pet adoption, of course.
And I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.